At 22-11, time for us now to preview the meeting today at Sandown, where the conditions are fine and a good four. We are on the lakeside track, and joining us is Dean Lester to preview. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Nards.
Eight races, how did you find the quality today?
Disappointing with all the scratchings, but probably the hot weather's maybe wiped a few out, and there's other options Saturday at Flemington. But overall, there's some really interesting horses going around today, and probably two or three of the races, some very promising horses at least.
The Tab's Trent Langscale joins us. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Nadia.
What's the punting interest been like? Also, you know, with scratchings, it always is somewhat of a shame because it does sort of have a big impact on markets with deductions too.
You're right about that. There has been a fair bit of betting activity for a Wednesday twilight meeting, which are increasing in their popularity. But as Dean has touched on as well, when you've got all the scratchings, there have been a few races cut up, Nadia. But hopefully Dean can point the punters in the right direction for the twilight meeting at Sandown.
Well, we've only got a small little field that kicks things off race one, and the fillies and mares 70 over the 1,200. And here you take out runners 5 and 6, and we're only left with the four horses.
Yes, just the four to go around, and they're all in single figures, but the most popular is the favourite Solstar, who's currently at $2.60. No reward, just a little firm this morning from $3.50 to $3.30. Island Days $3.70, and Grand Wish is the $5 outsider. But in the first, Nadia, Solstar's received the most support, heads the market at $2.60.
Only the small field, Dean. How do you have them settling down?
Yeah, it's a good question, Nards. I don't think Island Days will give up barrier one. I thought Grand Wish would probably join it, and then the second pair would be Solstar, no reward. So, very much a tactical battle, but I couldn't see Island Days giving up barrier one.
Often in these small fields, they do get rather tactical, and every horse is given a chance here. How are your confidence levels?
Look, I think No Reward comes off a really good run at Caulfield last start against the pattern of the race. That race won by Twitchy Frank. All the form was to the, or the results were to the inside there, and she was wide all the way and did a good job to run fourth. I think she can just probably sit on the back of the pack here and be the two leaders and be strong. Island Days has had one very soft trial. She went well. First full preparation for Graham Begg. While she was out the back in the trial, she looked to have a bit to offer. Solstar was very good first up at Moonee Valley. I think she's better in a fast run race and can be strong late. I don't know if she's going to get that opportunity here. She does need another win, but she's very competitive, and that leaves Grand Wish, who's had two recent jump outs. I thought the second one she was given a solid hit out and she went quite well. So it's a really interesting race, but No Reward's the one for me in an even contest. 3-1, 2-4.
So 3 from 1, 2 and 4 for Dean in race one. We have a look at the second. This is a 1200 metre 3-year-old event, and here you can take out number 3.
One of the best back runners of the twilight meeting comes up in the second here, Nadia, with Ronan's Rock, who went up $2.90 on Monday. That price was snapped up pretty quick and has tightened into $2.30. Sunrise Dancer, just a touch easy as a result, currently at $3.70. There you are in the market at $4.60. And the other in single figures is Age of Chivalry at $7. But well supported here. Ronan's Rock, the favourite for the second at Sandown, $2.90 into $2.30.
And how is this going to be run, Dean?
Yeah, look, Barrier 1's Macfear Moore here. Rail True, Sandown Lakeside, you wouldn't be giving that up, I wouldn't think. But Age of Chivalry and Ronan's Rock are going to come across fairly solidly, and maybe Sunrise Dancer and Judge O'Reilly. So there's a little bit of pressure going into that first turn. We know at the 1,200 there, it's not a huge run to the first turn.
What do you like?
I think Ronan's Rock's the best talent in the race. He showed that at his first run. He bungled the start that day, or he just knuckled at the start and ran terrific behind Brutal, who is a very smart horse, two-time stakes winner. And then his second run, he pulled up with issues. So resumes here. He's trialled up very well. I'm going to go with him to beat number 10, and that is Sunrise Dancer, who I thought ran well last week. She was toughing it out well there at Caulfield, and will be competitive again. 5, Age of Chivalry's trialled up well in preparation for this. 2 runs last time in had merit. And 8, there you are. Comes out of a benchmark 70 on debut and was only beaten about 2.5 lengths. And that's the race O'Torto came through to win on Saturday at Flemington. So there's a bit of form there for going back to a maiden. So it's a good maiden, but I think Ronan's Rock's the one to beat. 7, 10, 5 and 8.
7 from 10, 5 and 8. And then we go over to race number 3. And in this race, you can take out runners 7, 8, 11, 12 and 13 here, Trent.
Even though there have been scratchings, Nadia, the punters, they've only been interested in one horse, and that is More Sundays, who opened up $3.50 on Monday and is now an even money favourite. You have Hawkshot, who's got out as a result of the support, now the 440, similar for Hal Orson, who's at the 480 mark. And then you have Fabian Spirit, who heads the rest at 750. But another one that's been well back on the stand-down card, Nadia, is More Sunday, now an even money favourite for the third.
Yeah, OK, More Sunday is quite a fancy now, resuming from a break. It's drawn well, Dean. What type of run do you think the fave will get in transit?
Oh, I think Mark Zara on Hawkshot from Barrier 1 would be pretty keen to have More Sundays cross him. I think Fastar from out wider, Fabian Spirit expansion have all got a degree of tactical speed. But yeah, I think More Sundays might find the top.
Okay, so it does look the likely leader. Is he your top tip?
Yeah, he is. He's a pretty exciting horse, I think. He won really well on debut, and then things didn't go right in Sydney, but he resumes here off the back of some good trials, and I think he's the one to beat. Hawkshot is his own worst enemy. He over races, gets it wrong, but they've got a cross noseband and a tongue tie on him here for the first time, hoping that just gets him to settle a bit and pace himself. If he does, I'm sure he's a really good talent. They're the two clearly for me. Fabian Spirit was a late scratching at the barrier here in the same race that Hawkshot contested back on January 2, and he was very firm in the market that day, so he's a watch runner. And Hal Vorson, well, it was little more than an exhibition gallop at Bairnsdale that he put in there. He won with ease, and he'll be that little bit fitter for that run. He's probably going to settle near enough last here, but will be very strong late. 6, 3, 5, and 1.
So we go 6 from 3, 5, and 1 in race number 3. We head to the fourth. This is over 1,600 metres, and he can take out runners 1, 3, and also the 10. We've got number 4, Jenkins at 280, 6, 4, Senrima Tide, 270, Cincinnati Red, the fave. Lynch Mobs at 750, 8 for Courting Verity. So that's the tab market at the moment, Trent. And what are the fluctuations been?
Yeah, Nadia, as you referred to there, the top two in the market, Cincinnati Red and Jenkins, they're having a real good duel for favouritism. Cincinnati Red this morning has been 250 out to 270, whereas Jenkins has been 3 into 280. And Rima Tide at 6, been solid at that price. The other, well, you've got Lynch Mob, who's eased to 750. A little bit of specking for Courting Verity, as much as 12 into 8. But Cincinnati Red clinging to favouritism, 270. Jenkins, 280.
OK, so Cincinnati Red from gate number 1. How does the map look here, Dan?
I think out wide Courting Verity might be the leader, Nards, but I'm thinking Jenkins will use barrier 2, the welder maybe in barrier 4. And then you've got the likes of Cincinnati Red, Lynch Mob, Senrima Tide's probably got to make a decision whether he presses on or comes back, because he might be condemned to the 3 wide line otherwise. But Courting Verity looks the likely leader.
Who do you like?
I like Jenkins. I think Jenkins is a really progressive horse. I think he'll win better races than this. And at benchmark 64, he gets the little allowance for being a 3-year-old. Then he gets the claim for Lachlan King. He gets in on the limit weight. I think he'll win to beat Lynch Mob. Thought he was given a very tough run at Moonee Valley last start, 3 wide on a good speed. And to his credit, he only gave up the ghost late. He'll get a lot cheaper run here. Luke Curry back aboard. 5, Senrima Tide. Coming out of a pretty good form race at Seymour. Cape Richards came through that race to win at Sale on Sunday, and Harbour Grey backed up off that race to nearly win at Caulfield behind Mastering. So it's a good form reference for Senrima Tide. The extra distance will suit. And Cincinnati Red's going well. She needs another win, but she'll get a cheap run from the draw. Extra distance will suit. But I think Jenkins is a smart horse on the up. 4, 7, 5 and 6.
So we go 4 from 7, 5 and 6 in race number 4. We go over to race number 5. This is the first leg of the quaddie here, Trent, and you can take out runners 1, 5, 6, and also number 9.
And with those scratchings, Nadia, there has been a fair bit of adjustment to the market here for the first leg of the quaddie. But from this morning, Cash Affair has tightened marginally as the favourite from 260 to 250. Mosh Music, just a slight drift, 270 to 280. Dewar Scott from 330 to 350. And the two in double figures, Miss Adequate and Ice Girl at 13 and 16 respectively. Cash Affair just firming slightly as the favourite, now 250 ahead of Mosh Music at 280.
OK, we've only got a small field of the 5 runners in this, Dean. How do you have them settling down?
Nards, I'm thinking the speed here probably comes from Miss Adequate from Barrier 1. I think she's pretty much the leader. If Cash Affair begins cleanly, she could probably land second. The other three are horses that like to balance up, but Mosh Music probably can use a little bit of tactical speed from the outside. So, yeah, it's a field of 5, so it's going to be a bit of a tactical battle.
It is. What about the market? Do you see any value at the current prices?
Yeah, it's switched around a bit. I think Cash Affair has found about her right price, around the $2.50. I think she comes out of the best form, and she ran very well last start. just ahead of her at Flemington last start, was Set to Sparkle, who then went to Flemington and won last Saturday. I'm trusting that form, and I think she's looking for 1600. Pure Scott's a hit and miss horse, but this is a good option for her in a small field because she can use her turn of foot. I like the first up win of Mosh Music. It was only a lowly benchmark race, but she did run the best 600, 400 of the day, admittedly off a slow speed, but the chances are it'll be a similar sort of scenario here. I want all of them running for me in the quaddy, and Miss Adequate's the leader and should give a sight. She was okay winning last start. 3, 2, 8 and 4.
So we go 3 from 2, 8 and 4 in that race. So that's a look at the latest market there. So let's go over to the next, which of course is race number 6 over 1,400 metres, and you can take out runners 5, 6 and also 12.
For the 6 on the program, Nadia, this is one of the races where we have a well-supported favourite in Absolute Heaven, who opened 4.40 on Monday and is now all the way into 3.20, even though there have been scratchings along the way. Pico is on the second line of betting at 4.60, Renegade not too far behind at 4.80, and you've got a couple of others in single figures, and they are Sworn Evidence at 5.50 and Ambitious Gem 7.50. Despite that, though, there's been plenty of support for Absolute Heaven, the favourite who has tightened from an opening price of 4.40 in and out 3.20.
And how's this going to be run, Dean?
I'm thinking probably Miss Mo's the leader, but the inside three gates, Royal Roulette, Absolute Heaven, Bergenet, have all got tactical speed, and then you've got Pico from out wider that's got to try and slot in somewhere and does like to race handy. So I think Miss Mo's probably the leader.
And what are the tips?
I think the speed of this race will suit Renegade. He's been probably... I thought first up he was okay. He was a bit disappointing and a bit flat second up. He was on a fairly quick backup, and both runs in the blinkers, he's just been a bit keen. I think with the speed of this race and the blinkers off, he can probably relax midfield and be strong, and I think that's when he's been at his best. So I'm going to go with Renegade to beat number 10, Pico. Just needs that bit of luck, as I said earlier, from the draw, but does have the speed to maybe overcome that barrier. 7, Miss Mo. I thought terrific at Seymour. I've outlined the form from that earlier through Harbour Grey and also Cape Richard, so that form line's stacking up well. And Absolute Heaven, who was pretty good on the pace last start, certainly improved second up, and she's there with a chance. But of the quali legs, probably the most open race. 4, 10, 7 and 11.
4 from 10, 7 and 11.
It's an RSN 927 market update.
And we've got race number 1 at Kyneton coming up shortly over the 1450. This is due at 11 o'clock. You can take out runners 8, 12, 13 and 14. The update, number 1 Olympic Lad at 690, 2 Candescence at 860, Legless Knickers at 32, Timor Road at 11, Walton Hall $11, 27 for B Miss Lucci, Black Current at 19, Murano is at 380, Oyashio Drift at $3.120, the favourite, number 11 Amara currently updates at $38. While having a look at the tab fixed odds fluctuations, we've got number 1 Olympic Lad 650 steady, 2 Candescence 280 out to 290, Legless Nick 41 into 26, Timor Road 11 out to 12. We've got Walton Hall, 13 out to 14. B Miss Lucci, 31 out to 41. Black Current, 31 into 21. Murano, 360 out to $4. Down to Hoashio Drift, who's 440 into 390. It's been well supported. And Namara, currently 51 out to $61. So you've still got 8 minutes of betting time remaining before they go there in race one. 8 to 11, let's continue our preview of the meeting today from Sandown. We're up to race number 7 over the 1,200, and you can take out runners 1, 4, 6, 8, 11 and also the 13 in this race. Trent, and how's that market looking?
Fair few scratchings for the 7th, Nadia, which has impacted the market, but I will say that the top two in the betting, they have been well supported since we opened on Monday right through to now, and they are Gold Mag and also Tin Hat. Both of those horses open 360. Gold Mag is the favourite now at $2.50 with Tin Hat at $2.90. So at least, even though there have been scratchings, you can glean something from that, that they both opened up the same price. Now, Gold Mag's $2.50 and Tin Hat $2.90. Bravo Tango and Magnesium Rose, they're both $9 chances. Then it's $10 or better the remainder. Gold Mag, $2.50 favourite for the 7th at Sandown.
Okay, it's the favourite Gold Mag. It's come up with gate number 1. Where do you have it settling in the run here, Dean?
No, it's not. Look, I would think... he probably settles third, maybe. Tin Hat, I think, probably leads now. Think Babe and Gold Mag probably lands behind him. And the key is here, Magnesium Rose. She could easily sit outside the lead, but she's just been very hit and miss at the start and can miss the start that length and put her on the back foot. So she's probably a little bit of a key to where the pressure is out wider. But, for Gold Mag, I think he lands behind the leader.
He gets behind the leader, and is he your top selection in the race?
Look, he is. I'll be having two running for me in the quaddy, both him and Tin Hat, because Tin Hat's got the fitness and was very good first up. But Gold Mag looks a nice horse. He's trialled up well, gets a lovely run. I think he'll be hard to beat, but as I said, I like the win of Tin Hat first up, and he'll be very competitive. Five Magnesium Roses mentioned her barrier manners haven't helped her. Certainly didn't help her last start, and then she ran into a dead end in the straight when may well have won. Next best, number 10, Think Babe, who just gets a beautiful run, but he badly needs another win. But 3 and 14 look set to dominate, I think. Nards, 3, 14, 5 and 10.
3, 14, 5 and 10. We have a look at the last race, number 8, and he can take out runners 3, 7, 15 and also number 16. What's the latest betting look like at the moment here, Trent?
From this morning's betting, Nadia, Prince Ziggy, it's just a touch easy as the favourite, 310 out to 330. The horses on the second and third line of betting, they've been supported since we went up on Monday. Nothing Like Harry opened at 650 and is now in the 420, and Nothing Like a High opened as much as 14 and is now at 7. So there's been support there for those two. Outside of that, you have Sava Heat and Sees No Limit at 750 and 8 respectively. They're the other gallopers in single figures. Prince Ziggy out to 330 as the favourite. There has been money for Nothing Like Harry and Nothing Like a High.
And what does the map look like, Dean?
No, I'm thinking Nothing Like Harry. He's a bit of a freewheeler. I think he'll be prominent. Finn McCool's drawn right beside him, might come across with him, and then there's probably a wall of them, and whether they take their chances, the likes of Sees No Limit and Prince Ziggy out wider. Not a long run to the first turn at the 2100, so I think the early pressure will be okay.
A few chances. Which way have you gone?
Yeah, I like the form of the horses coming out of Flemington. They're with Nothing Like Harry, who was beaten by the Patrick Payne-trained Lamborghini, and Prince Ziggy, who was beaten by Chabau. I think they're the best form lines. They've only got to bring them, I think, to this race. They're going to be hard to beat. I just thought Nothing Like Harry would make his own luck, and he was really brave there at Flemington, as was Prince Ziggy. He really toughed it out to the line. They're the two for me. I think 11 Into Rio from the draw just gets a beautiful run, gets Damien Lane on today, and 8 next best, Sava Heat. Been battling a bit for form. I just think he might go best for Dean Yendall, but it's absolute D-Day for him. 4, 5, 11 and 8.
So we go 4 from 5, 11 and 8. Dean, best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
The best, Nards, is race 4, number 4, Jenkins. The best value, not huge value because there's not a lot about on the meeting, but I thought race 6, number 4, Renegade in a competitive race. Quaddy, first leg 2, 3, 8. Second leg 4, 7, 10 and 11. Third leg 3 and 14. And the last leg 4, 5, 8 and 11. And my play of the day will be the running double of races 2 and 3 in the first leg numbers 7 and 10. And in the second leg numbers 3 and 6.
Good on you, Dean. Good luck today.
Beauty. Thanks, Nards.
There's Dean Lester. What have been the best back runners so far, Trent?
Nadia, we'll go with race 2, number 7, Ronan's Rock, who is the $2.30 favourite. Then to race 3, number 6, More Sundays, who heads the market as a $2 elect. Couple of quaddy legs, race 6, number 11, Absolute Heaven, who heads the market at $3.20. And in race 7, number 3, Gold Mag, who is a $2.50 favourite. So notable early tab movers for Sandown. Race 2, number 7, Ronan's Rock. Race 3, number 6, More Sundays. Race 6, number 11, Absolute Heaven. And race 7, number 3, Gold Mag. Just to recap, Dino's best and value. His best, race 4, number 4, Jenkins. $2.80 with tap fixed odds. And his best value in race 6, number 4, Renegade. $4.80 to win and $1.75 to place.
Good on you, Trent. We'll catch up with you later in the program.
No worries.